everybody. Welcome to a SWAT review where we give our gut reaction to the first episode of a new show of the season. My name is Kate.
My name is Alan.
We run ReverseThieves.com. You can go there to get 3+ blog posts every week, as well as our back catalog of all of our podcasts.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Love Rice from Encourage Film, which is streaming on Crunchyroll.
This is a short form series, just about 4 minutes long, and it's a parody on idol anime, which I feel like we've had a lot of those, and they've turned out well. Not sure yet on, you know, the verdict for this one. This one is all about boys in a school where they each have a type of rice that they are... What are they doing? Are they cheerleading it? I don't really understand why they're assigned rice numbers and things.
I mean... And it's not even like they're like, I'm Basmati Man. I'm Jasmine Guy.
Right, it's all different kinds of Japanese rice.
And they're known by, like, their strain number.
And the problem is that the popularity of rice is in trouble. It's facing a crisis, you guys, in Japan, because people really like bread. And there's something called the Yeast King, which terrifies me. And the school where these rice boys go is going to be shut down because they just don't have enough funding. So, of course, they come up with the idea of becoming idols called the Harvest Stars. And apparently in the school many years ago, there was a super famous rice idol dude. And they crammed a lot into 4 minutes. This is a lot of plot, okay?
You know what it seemed like to me? It seemed like if you were watching like a comedy anime and they like switch channels or go something and they just have a little vignette of like a fake show. Oh, ho, ho. So the fake show they're pitching in the next season of Shirobako is one about rice idols. And they show you a few minutes of it. And that's it. And you're like, ah, oh, that was a funny segment. That's what this show seems like. It seems like a fine idea for a 4-minute parody in another show that never comes up again.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much... it can go beyond this first episode. However, I did appreciate that the show played it really straight, which I think made it funny. That's what made it so funny, is that no one is winking at the camera. It's not a series that's winking at the camera. It's trying to be for real, and I found that commendable. I also really liked how at the end they had a recipe that they made in the ending credit sequence. So presumably there will be different ones each episode.
You know, I got the feeling like, oh, this would be hysterical as a short segment in a series that had other jokes. Or like a running gag in another series. Like, oh man, every week they go and they watch Rice Love. And it's just like the little gag at the end of the episode. But you're actually there to watch the actual funnier show. But yeah, I feel like I'm not sure this is going to last more than the first episode of being funny.
I think it's at least worth figuring out by an episode or two. I mean, it's 4 minutes long, so they at least got that part right where they did not try to be an actual show, because that would be a huge mistake. So,
and they don't have Egyptian cats and a weird-eyed girl main character.
Is that your assessment of Prince Sama?
Yeah, that's pretty much that whole show, right, Kate?